feels like my home, actually, looking at it aesthetically. Happy anniversary. This is V.C.R, VCR. What we got now is some community and Dub Lab friends and family. We got the Growth Eternal and Daniel coming up, Daniel Miller. And I know they're gonna tear it up. I want y'all to just make magic happen now, so I'm excited.
I'm gonna play on you, think I'm the clone. Give it up for Galani of Greenwood, y'all. The Growth Eternal.
All right, y'all. Dublab anniversary. Oh my gosh.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes.
We do?
I'm out of here.
You sure?
I'm out of here.
Okay. That's okay? One more? Okay. I think we're a little on a time. I started wearing a watch
two
recently.
Two more. Woo!
I started wearing a watch recently and it changed my life. So it's 4:28. Someone check their phone to verify right now. I know it. There's cops out here, yeah. Oh, it's right there. Okay, hell yeah. Let's go.
preguntando al mundo por un corazón en plata. Tú me querías como perro enjaulado, dándome como el niño, niño de tus sueños. Lying through the years you told me anybody could be me somehow, could be me.
So much. thank you Dub Lab, thank you Tate for having
oh
us.
Oh my gosh, I'm nerding out. Dub Lab anniversary, happy anniversary Dub Lab, this is a gift. Wow, Daniel, Growth Eternal, like I'm blown away. As a musician, I'm like always looking at people's setups. And I'm thinking, like, how many hours does it take to master all of this? Wow, what a gift, what a gift. I've definitely performed with you before. You've been in my car listening to, like, some type of thug and rap before. I haven't met you, but I'm grateful to be in community with you. While we transition, I wanted to ask you guys about community, because I know Matthew is here. He's coming up, Matthew David of Leaving Records. He was one of the first people, you know, I felt comfortable creating with when I first got here, like 8 years ago. Shout out to Memphis. I'm from Memphis. Creating, because your sounds blend so perfectly. What does community mean to you? And I would say, when it comes to like creating a sound and like synergy, because I feel like musicians, we're in like a really cool place right now where we get to model community, you know, on a global scale. So I want to ask y'all about that. I really want to ask how many pieces are here, but that's, I'll ask you after, you know?
Gear talk. I love gear. Yes, to answer your question about community, thank you so much, VCR, for being a wonderful host. I remember my first night ever in LA, it was at a Leaving Records event. So, and it was actually seeing Moki play. I don't know if Moki's here with us still. Moki. That was through Matthew David. That was community members who were here, and it was always very special. And I think it's about being the sum of the parts being better than the individual parts. And I'm thankful for all of y'all, and it's infinitely inspiring. And playing with Danny is infinitely inspiring. So gear is infinitely inspiring. So I'm thankful to be here with y'all. Yeah.
Mr. Miller.
Yeah, thank you for being such a lovely host. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here. I think what I've been thinking a lot about in terms of like community and friendship is that we're fortunate to live in a time where we're like pushing the constraints of a lot of conversations around a lot of very sensitive subjects. And I think that inherently people fall short sometimes. Sometimes people we really love, whether it's that they're not educated on something or they just don't have the framework to talk about it or an upbringing that encouraged them to speak about these things. You know, I think a lot of what community looks like for me is like loving those people through that, through difficult conversations and like not abandoning people when they don't show up the way that you'd hope them to. That's like a big thing I've just been considering is like, you know, really what it means is community means inconvenience and doing things that like aren't sexy. And, you know, I think that honestly, if you have that type of relationship with somebody, that's really, I guess what you'd call unconditional love. You know, if you foster a bond like that, you don't even need to talk about the music. Like the music just happens. It's just synced up. Like it comes out of all the other like loving, living and breathing moments that you have together as individuals. That's like the music follows easy. And we spend a ton of time in a band together, in a van together, and eating together, and just living. And then we just played together yesterday for the first time, really linked in like this. So, you know, it happened very naturally. And I have a lot of love for Galani, and that's the truth.
It's crazy that you just said, like, you know, I had to catch it. Kaudi. Clacty, you just said that y'all's first time playing together was yesterday, like this as a duo. See,
yeah.
That's crazy. Because you know y'all were locked in, and you know that tells me what to ask. But you know, for the sake of time, what does Dub Lab mean to you, and why is it so important for the you know Los Angeles music, worldwide music, radio, why are today like today's celebration so important?
Yeah, I think that it's so important. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you already know. But I believe, like where I come from, like there wasn't anything like this. Like this is truly special, for real. So this is to have something that's like a nonprofit funded, like community supported. You can hear weird shit, and you can be like, "Oh, I love that," or "Oh, I hate that." But it's inspiring, right? And it's so special. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely echo that. Like living in the internet age with access to resources like this is mind-blowing. I find a ton of music on Dub Lab. I found a ton of music just being here today, listening to what Carlos was playing. Yeah, and I'll just say, like, there's a lot of cool kids in this room, you know, and it's nice to have a space to get together, and I hope be kind to each other, you know. So that's it. It's nice to have a space and, like, so much gratitude to the people that made these places for us to participate in, you know.
Well, Daniel, Noah Miller, and the Growth Eternal, I thank you so much for blessing us with your creative fingerprint. I am definitely inspired and like wanting to nerd out. Thank you, Dub Lab, for always bringing us and keeping us together. Happy anniversary.